USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now set to meet with North Korea's leader on the 12th of June in Singapore. Some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle suggest that it might be happening too soon and that the administration won't be prepared. But Undersecretary of State Heather Nauert says the North Koreans know exactly what they're getting into.
Certainly Kim Jong-un has pledged to do the right thing. Others have said that they would denuclearize. That's what we are pushing for. We are going for that. Our expectations are clear, and the administration policy is well known by the North Koreans.
Nauert spoke on Fox News. President Trump claiming his administration is, quote, rocking, while at a rally in Indiana last night where he said great Republican progress could be lost if Democrats regain control of Congress in November.
They want to raise your taxes, end your tax cuts. They want to have open borders.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Former President George W. Bush honored last night by the Atlantic Council with its Distinguished International Leadership Award. In his remarks, Bush talked about the importance of international unity and warned the U.S. against isolationism.
The only way for peace was through partnership and engagement. If we are together, nothing is impossible. If we are divided, all will fail.
One of Florida's U.S. senators is now pushing legislation that he claims could protect American workers from China's economic aggression. Republican Marco Rubio unveiling the Fair Trade with China Enforcement Act on the Senate floor. He says the bill would make it illegal for American companies to sell national security sensitive technology and intellectual property to China. SpaceX is going to make another try to launch a satellite later today. A planned launch yesterday of an upgraded Falcon 9 Block 5 rocket was scrapped just seconds before launch time. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The FBI is now in on the investigation of a bombing at the front door of a Texas church early yesterday. The Right Reverend C. Andrew Doyle posting on Facebook, the package bomb blew up on the steps of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Beaumont. Doyle's the bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Texas, and he says the church and its associated school are going to stay closed until further notice. Investigators aren't sure whether that incident is related to another similar device that was found outside a Starbucks in Beaumont last month. The FCC will formally repeal net neutrality protections a month from today. Obama-era net neutrality rules preventing Internet providers from altering access to specific online services, but the FCC voted in December to repeal it. Senate Democrats, though, are trying to fight back. They're pushing a bill to overturn the decision as soon as next week. More than 20 states have filed lawsuits to stop the repeal as well. And the woman who was known as the oldest living American has died. Delphine Gibson of Pennsylvania died on Wednesday. She was 114, born in 1903. She credited her long life to her faith and her church family. Now the oldest living American is believed to be 113-year-old Leslie Brown of Ohio. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.